Shane Byrne, manager of ATU Donegal senior soccer side. Seniors are through to the semi-final of the Eustace Cup after a 2-1 win over ATU Galway yesterday. Mark McGlynn grabbed the winner at the end. There's nothing quite like a last-minute winner, Shane, isn't there?
Oh, it was great, Mark, yesterday. It's a game, you know, we at half-time in that game, we should have been maybe 2-up, 3-up maybe. Missed chances and good saves and stuff like that, but, you know, to grab the winner with 15 seconds left in the clock was couldn't have been much better.
Yeah, and you were good value for the win then, were you?
We're the better team, Mark. You know, over the 95 minutes, we're definitely the better team. But as the game goes on and you miss a few chances, keeper pulls off a few good saves, you kind of, you know, we're looking at going into injury time and then you get the winners so late in the game, it's kind of... It was great, you know.
You'd be starting to think it maybe wasn't your day, and then you get the winner, and it's all well and good then.
Exactly, Mark. That's what it was. You know, like, I mean, Galway scored first in that game. They had a corner from the left-hand side, and we didn't really defend it well. And Afizogu rose highest to head into the corner of the net from about 8 yards. And then we went on, and we missed a few chances. Sean McCallan, Tom Doherty, James McAteer, all going close. You know, a mixture of woodwork and good saves. And then we get the breakthrough, kind of on the half-hour mark. A great free kick with Damien Duffy from, you know, from a 25-yard central position and crashed off the bar. And keeper's beaten and Josh Maxwell followed up to head the ball past the Galway keeper, Joshua Bowman. And at that stage, we're dominating the game. And, you know, we're going into half-time thinking we should be a couple of goals up here, but it wasn't, and you know, the boys kind of knuckled down the second half, and the winner came in the 95th minute. You know, a great move up the left hand side with involving Liam Carlin, and Liam delivered a great ball into the Galway goal mouth. Sean McCallan, who was a thorn in the side of the Galway defence all day, squared the ball across to the 6-yard box for Mark McGlynn to slide in, finish at the back post and put us into the semi-final. Mark probably travelled 60 yards to get in on that ball. You know, it was a satisfying result, and we know ourselves that, you know, if we were more clinical up front, we could have made it easier for ourselves, Mark, you know.
Satisfying, surely, and now you're into a semi-final. Any indication of who you will play in that fixture and when it'll be?
Well, at the minute, there's TUS Midwest beat Kerry yesterday. TU Dublin's in the semi-final, ourselves now, ATU Donegal, and there's no result so far between SETU Carlow and TUS Midlands. So the winner of that game will make up the fourth team in the semi-finals, and the draw hasn't been made yet, Mark, or fixtured, you know, for whatever date, it hasn't been made yet. So we will probably know at the end of this week or the beginning of next week.
And am I right in saying last year you were in the plate, this year is a higher standard of cup competition, is that right?
Yeah, we won the plate competition last year, beating ATU Sligo in the final. The way that competition works is if you're knocked out in the first round of the Eustace Cup, which is the senior cup, you automatically go onto the plate. So last year we were beaten in the first round, went onto the plate and went on to win the plate. But this year so far we've beaten ATU Sligo, and Sligo, and we've beaten ATU Galway, which has put us on now to the semi-final of the Senior Eustace Cup.
Yeah, well, sure signs of progress then, getting beaten in the first round of this last year and now making it into the semi-final, and who knows what'll happen now. In terms of the overall picture, Shane, you must be fairly happy with how things are going this season so far. Sometimes colleges football can be quite hard to judge, but it seems like you've gotten a good squad together this year.
The main thing for the main thing in the college is kind of retaining our premiership status in the league, and that's which we did. And we're in the semi-final cup, so the season's gone very, very well for us. We have a very young squad this year, and you know, when I was chatting to Chris last week, I was just saying to him, in college football, as you know yourself, Mark, we have a lot of first and second years. Not so many third and fourth years, but next year again, you know, I mean, we're going to have more second and third years, which is going to help. You know, help these boys are all getting game time now. All these first years are getting a lot of game time this year. It'll make them a lot better players for it next year, and we'd hope next year and the year after that we can, you know, progress even further in these competitions.
Yeah, I was just going to say that if you know, a lot of your squad first and second years this year. Is there a feeling among the group that in the next couple of years you could potentially be taking an All-Ireland title back to Donegal, if not this year?
Well, hopefully, Mark, that's always the dream of the start of the season, that you're going to win silverware, and we're working very hard towards that. Again, as I was saying to you, you know, it's a young squad being based mainly with first and second years. That year or 2 years, and your development as a player is really important. The difference in the first year and the third and fourth year, you know, there's 2-3 years there, and we would be hopeful that when we're going as well as we are with the first and second years, that next year and the year after, that we can build on that. But in college football, again, you don't know what the dropout rate's going to be. You know, it's a year-to-year thing, Mark.
Yeah, and just lastly, Shane, on a personal level, you're involved with the college now, 8 or 9 years? You're still enjoying it?
Yeah, I enjoy it, surely, Mark. It's great. You know, you get a new batch of players every year. There's new challenges for you every year. The college is a lovely place to work on with the people you're involved with, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Good stuff, Shane. Well, best of luck with the rest of the season, and we'll be keeping a close eye on it here in Highland. Thank you very much for joining the programme.
No problem at all. Thank you, Mark.